Blog Talk Radio.
And good midweek Wednesday from the 15 Minutes of Fan Studios. Jeff Wirtz back with another fantastic edition. And our only reason I say fantastic is because of my guest today, Jonathan Deutsch, joining me once again. Jonathan, we will get to the sports in just a little bit, but do want to talk about a subject that has just come across social media and media in general in the last 20 minutes to a half hour, and that is the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, involving multiple members of Congress. They were getting ready for a congressional baseball game, which I didn't know was, you know, most people didn't know was an annual occurrence, but they were preparing for that when a man walked up and began asking people if they were members of the GOP or if they were Democrats, and then began to open fire. Right as of right now, as of the 8 o'clock hour, four people have been confirmed shot, no fatalities as of right now, but it does really put it unease the United States. And we were talking about this off air, and as much as going on right now in America, I said it point blank to you, what the hell is going on right now in the United States?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter where you fall politically when something like this happens. It's just, you just feel terrible and hopeful for everybody involved that they're okay and that, you know, nothing is life-threatening. And, you know, I'm learning about all of this at the same time you are through Twitter and you know, on TV and all that. And it's just people out there like playing baseball, and now they got to worry about this, and it's just horrible. It's just I don't understand.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with the folks there in Alexandria, and the suspect has been apprehended, and doesn't look like there is any future plans. That this looks to be a lone gunman situation, so. The all clear still hasn't been given for Alexandria, but definitely the situation has been taken a little bit into custody and maybe quelled just a little bit earlier than I shouldn't say earlier than it should be, because obviously it shouldn't have happened at all. But the prevention of what could have gone on further has been pretty much stopped. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go to those in Alexandria. All right, Jonathan, what we brought you on for today, let's talk a little sports, something that really combines the nation as a nation that is just polar right now. One thing that does combine them is sports. And one thing that does that we can all agree on, the Royals put an ass-whooping on the San Francisco Giants last night. 8-1, your final score. Whit Merrifield goes off, 3 RBI for him. Bonifacio with 3 of his own. The top of this lineup was just incredible last night. And if you missed it, the Royals have a sixth inning, and put this thing on ice quickly. Jonathan, this game was tremendous for the Kansas City Royals last night.
Yeah, it was, and it seems like we're returning to normal Kansas City Royals baseball, what everyone's come to expect and love about this team from the last couple of years, to see them finally driving in runs. And, I mean, you look at the box score, every single player had a hit for the Royals. You know, even Jason Vargas had a hit. So how about that in the National League Park? And I tell you what, man, this Royals team is things are clicking. They took 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. They split with the Astros in 4 games, and then they take 2 out of 3 from the Padres, and now you've got a 2-game series with the Giants, which are guaranteed to split. this is what you need to do. You need to win series, and that keeps you on track to get you back to where you need to be. And it's like we talked about last week. Even though this team has struggled and they're, you know, a few games below 500, they're not out of this race because the AL Central has not been great. The teams ahead of them, Minnesota and Cleveland, have not been stellar like the AL West has been. So the Royals are in perfect striking position if they just continue this trend of taking two out of three and winning series. That's all they have to do, and they've done it well, and they're set up well, and they're playing good baseball.
And as you said, Jason Vargas, that bunt hit, man, that was some good pitcher hitting. Definitely. You know
pretty.
That I love a pitcher. And on the mound, Vargas was maybe even better than that. Seven innings, allowed five hits, six strikeouts, only that one earned run. And, man, Vargas is just the backbone right now of this lineup, of this rotation, a rotation that has kind of been in flux. A couple of guys that just have not lived up to the billing, one that we'll see tonight. We'll talk about that pitching matchup in just a little bit. But, man, Vargy has been the guy for this Royals team this year, and that's – I don't think anyone can say otherwise.
Yeah, he's been great. He has been absolutely fantastic. He's been, you know, Mr. Consistent in a rotation that has needed consistency. And, you know, I don't always jump to his win-loss record because I think sometimes that can be misleading. You know, he's 9-3, which is great. But you look at his ERA, and my favorite stat, what I think is really telling, you look at the whip, 1.094 walks and hits per innings pitched. You know, keeping guys off base, that's the most important thing. And right now he's doing it, and they seem to win when he's on the mound.
And elsewhere last night, Travis Wood, two innings, only allowed one runner on base, that coming via walk. Travis Wood improves his ERA tremendously, too. I believe he dropped 9 points off of his ERA last night just with those two shutout innings.
Goodness.
Not a good start of the year for Travis Wood. But he does go two innings, no hits, no earned runs. Again, only that one walk. For Wood, 17 pitches. That's efficiency for Travis Wood. But as you said, this lineup was hitting very, very well last night. They hope to continue that tonight as they send they match up against an old foe in Johnny Cueto. Cueto right now 5-5 with a 4.33 ERA. Very familiar to this Royals team. We know Johnny Cueto, we know the shimmy shake, we know everything that he has. You know, and I tried that so much. I tried that little thing, and I'd spike the ball 10 feet from the pitching mound. I got the shimmy shake down, just could not throw the fastball. Just absolutely could not do it. But again, Johnny Cueto faces off against the Royals tonight. Jason Hamill going to the mound. As we said, you know, as good as, and pardon me for going a little Family Guy, but as good as Jason Vargas has been, that's as how bad as how Jason Hamill has been this year.
Yeah, he's struggled a bit, but, you know, it comes down to just throw strikes, keep the ball down in the zone, and, you know, the Royals have a pretty darn good defense, so let your guys behind you make a play, and it's easier said than done, obviously, and you know, but as part of this little, you know, turnaround here in June, you know, the pitching has to be good to go along with the offense that's finally starting to hit and produce runs. And to keep these wins going, they need Hamill to pitch well tonight. And, I mean, we've all seen what Cueto can do. He has the potential to go out there and throw a complete game on any given night. So, you know, specifically for tonight's game, he's just got to find the zone and keep pushing forward and hope that the offense comes and supports him a little bit too. Hopefully they didn't use it all up last night.
So again, Royals and Giants, that's actually this afternoon, an afternoon contest for the two teams tonight as they wrap up a two-game set. Then they head on. The Royals just keep turning on the West Coast. That a 1:45 start this afternoon. So for early morning guys like you and I and late night newsers, it is tough for a game not to get over until midnight, whatever it was here. And now turn around, this 2:45 start is a pretty welcome sight. But again, Royals and Giants today. Cueto and Hamill going to the mound, 2:45 from whatever the big cell phone is now called. Is that Pac Bell? Is that the house that Bonds built? Whatever it's called out there now. McCovey Cove's to the east, whatever it may be called. But again, Royals and Giants, 2:45 today. You can catch that seemingly everywhere. I'll have full coverage of that on tomorrow's show. All right, Jonathan, let's talk about what has gone on in the past week. We have been, you have been away from the show for a little bit, so I have to talk about, have to kind of recap what has gone on. And this week was a busy one. This week was championship week. We saw the NBA and NHL titles both handed out, the trophies, the Larry O'Brien Trophy and the Stanley Cup, both handed out this week. Good series, both of them excellent, excellent series. Nashville had, a great season, had a great postseason, came up just short against the Penguins, and then, of course, that matchup with LeBron and his Cleveland Cavaliers falling just short once again. And we discussed this off-air, and it was a little contentious in our discussion off-air. Does this still leave the debate open for LeBron is better than MJ?
Sure it does, because people need something to talk about. That's the first reason. But I get the debate and trying to compare and this and that and whatever. And everybody wants to – I feel like I brought this up last week too. Everybody wants to compare, Jordan never lost in the finals and this and that. Well, Jordan also didn't go to 7 straight NBA finals either. That's something only LeBron can claim with 2 different teams. The game is so different, and I don't know. You go to 7 straight NBA finals, you deserve a little bit of respect, and it's a team game, and I get it. We got to compare everyone and see who it is or whatever, but the difference in hand checks and defense and the way the game is played is so different. So yes, there will always be room for that argument. And I think at this point, right now, you still got to lean Michael Jordan, although LeBron is a very close second. Is that a way to say that without anybody jumping down my throat?
That is absolutely perfect. Riding right down the middle. You learned after the peanut butter discussion last week, just ride right down the middle. If you missed that, check out last week's episode. Still a hotly contentious. And by the way, I posted that as a Twitter poll, 60-40, Jeff side. Pat on the back for old Jeff.
These people.
60% prefer crunchy peanut butter. Thank you, fans. Thank you, listeners. There is a peanut butter god. There is someone with a sane head. Which means leads me into, I had an insane question this week. This one is a little less insane. Of course, we saw this week the loss of the passing of Adam West, the original Batman. So I want to know from you, your favorite Batman.
Well, I mean, this is a tough discussion too. Adam West was so great. Before my time and before your time, but I mean, I think we all go back and try to watch and see what things were and what they've become. But it's hard to argue with Keaton. I think Keaton was great. I don't know. It's tough. I mean, Keaton and West and Christian Bale's been pretty good. I don't know. It's hard to rank. No, I would go Keaton, I guess. If you force me to pick, I'll go Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Well, there you have it. And
what about you?
I can't believe that I'm about to do this.
That is correct.
Michael Keaton
okay.
was the best Batman. I cannot believe that you and I, after I didn't think we had a chance of agreeing on this. Not because it was a certainty to me, but because there were so many. I cannot believe, I'm honestly very surprised that we agreed on this. I did, however, comma, that being said, The Dark Knight was the best movie. Can we agree on that?
That's a good point too. Yeah, I'll buy into that. I'll buy into that.
Even sans Holly Berry, and Holly Berry would have put that thing over the top by tenfold. Holly Berry is Catwoman. Hello, Holly Berry is Catwoman. You didn't look at Catwoman any other way after you saw Holly Berry. But I digress. And we are now way
right.
over time. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me here today. As always, Wednesdays with Jonathan Deutsch. Next week, we need to have a discussion about this, maybe even off air sometime. You need to have a walk-up song. All these baseball players have a walk-up song that fits them. We need to get you a intro song, a walk-up song. Is there an artist that you would prefer that walk-up song to be from?
So I've had this discussion with people, and I've had to think about it, like, man, if slow pitch softball had a walk-up song, what would you go with? Or if you were in the majors, what would you go with? And I don't have a definitive, like, hype-up song, but I've always thought that it'd be funny to go with something ridiculous and weird and funny and not inappropriate, like, language-wise or anything, but inappropriate for the moment, to try to take the pitcher off his game. Like, I know it's coming, but they don't. You know, like if Sir Mix-a-Lot just came on as I'm walking to the plate or something, that would just throw everybody off. And I would be focused because I know it's coming, and it would just mess with the pitcher's head. But don't do that as my walk-up song.
I was thinking, when you said a little off, I was thinking Weird Al. I was thinking...
We could do Weird Al.
Weird Al. Amish Paradise.
Yeah. Yeah, something
Jonathan
like that,
Deutsch,
you know.
Amish Paradise.
Lonely Island, you know.
Oh, man. What was the parody he did? He did a parody of a Taylor Swift song, and it was just awesome. Just absolutely incredible.
Weird Al
did a parody of, and I don't remember, it was just recently, but anyway.
TMZ.
All right, Jonathan. There you go. All right, Jonathan, you got to get back to your stuff. You can hear him all the time on WIBW. There are some great things going on between he and Chris Lilly, who, of course, you've heard multiple times on this show as well. A lot of things they are cooking up every night. You can see them 6 and 10, always great features and just terrific broadcasts each and every night. Tell everybody at WIBW hello. Tell Chris we need to get his ass back on the show sometime. We're getting emails. That one stalker woman is emailing me every week. When is Chris coming back on? When is Chris coming back on? So we need to get him back on. Yeah. So, all right, Jonathan, have a great week. We will see you back here next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. WIBW's Jonathan Deutsch joining me here on today's show. That is all I have for today, running way over time, and I apologize to that. Good luck to the folks at BTR trying to truncate any sort of audio out of that. Just an absolutely tremendous show when Jonathan comes on. Always a lot of fun. And he prefers Michael Keaton as his Batman. He also prefers creamy peanut butter. So he's one for two. One for two is not bad. I don't know. All right. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.